Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty. Wrestling talk with Dom here on Talk Radio 12. That is Daniel Richards. In real life, he's Daniel Harnsberger, a pleasant guy, a 36-year-old real estate agent from Richmond, Virginia, who is also an independent professional wrestler. So he wrestles in the Appalachian area, typically wrestles, and he goes under the name, we just played it for you, the Progressive Liberal. Daniel joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dan, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, how did this occur to you in a place like, I guess it's Kentucky, West Virginia? I know you're in Virginia. How did it occur to you to be the Progressive Liberal?
Yeah, I mean, I've wrestled throughout the Southeast predominantly. I'm getting more bookings, with the national attention I've garnered in the last week and a half. First of all, I'm a I lean left. I make no apologies for it. A long time ago when I started, someone said to me, my mentor, Bo James, said to me, you need to find yourself and within wrestling. So the best characters, and again, I use that for lack of a better term, best characters in wrestling are just, extensions of your real life personality. And so that's what this is. I conceptualized it probably in the 2014 as far as the idea of bringing it into wrestling, and then had an opportunity in 2015 to test market it and then go from there. Was just a couple of months after Trump had announced his candidacy.
All right. So you go into these places, many of them heavy Trump country, and you're wearing this shirt that is festooned with all kind of images of Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah.
All right. That alone coming... has to be. But do you, some of your taglines, do you really say to them you're here to take away their guns?
Yeah, I've said that. I mean, it's playing upon the fears that they have that are truly baseless. Obama, it never went that direction.
And wait a minute. I have to differ with you there, Progressive Liberal. Of course. I mean, he was trying to raise. That's why gun sales are down under Trump and were up tremendously under him.
Under Obama?
Under Obama, they were up. I mean, he made Smith & Wesson billionaires. I mean,
that's because of the dialogue coming from the right. They was taking your guns. But, I mean, tell me when that legislation was ever tried to put in place. And by the way, gun reform is not taking away your guns. I mean, it's not out of line to say, hey, if you have a mental disorder, maybe not. Maybe we should hold off.
Okay, fair enough. But that was his agenda. I mean, his rating, his voting, his pattern, what he ran on. He is not a pro-gun rights guy, at least not as much as the people that ran against him. But let me also say, you do talk about what you do in this SI interview, talk about voting for Hillary. I love your finishing move. How would you describe your finishing move?
It's a cross-arm neck breaker. I mean, it's in the vein of, if you watch wrestling in the 80s, especially WWF, Honky Tonk Man had the... Shake, Row, and Roll, which was the neck breaker. Ravishing Recruit had the Rude Awakening, also a neck breaker. This is just, I'm crossing the guy's arms in front of him before I turn him into a neck breaker. And, I call it the liberal agenda.
The liberal agenda. I mean,
yes.
And you also work Fox News into this. Do you talk about, I think you were wrestling with some big crybaby match, and you call the guy a Fox News maggot?
Well, okay. The guy I've been wrestling, you know, within Appalachian Mountain Wrestling, is Kyle Maggard. Kyle leans right. So the things we're saying back and forth to each other, you know, we're not playing. You know, so Kyle thought Obamacare was called Obamacare because President Obama arrogantly named it after himself. Yeah, so I mean that's the kind of
way. I love it. I love how this is playing out. So, what do you say to the audience in these places about President Trump?
I mean, I say how he feel. I feel about him. I mean, you know, that this guy does not represent their interests. At the end of the day, what has he done at this point? Because I mean, we judge President Obama so harshly, especially on Fox. So let's put that same microscope under Trump. What has he accomplished? And by the way, signing executive orders, which for some reason was not cool when President Obama was in office, is now totally okay in the upwards of 20-some, whereas it was unpatriotic and treason before.
I could see how this is easy for you, though. I didn't know that until I read this interview this morning that you or in that line of thought, you don't have to think about this, you feel it. So you would think Vince McMahon is a genius. I've been behind the stage with Ric Flair and stuff like that, Daniel, and the stuff that he crafts, but you've done this all on your own. They haven't reached out to you yet. I could see people here going wild wanting to get at you.
Well, you got to remember, first of all, I'd love to take a call from Stamford, Connecticut. That's where WWE
right.
located. I'd love to take that call. I'd love to have a televised match on Raw or SmackDown. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to talk myself out of a job. At the same time, you know, I'm turning 37. More guys that, you know, they sign at that age or guys have been more places than I've been. You know, I've wrestled in different parts of the country, but at the same time I've wrestled overseas. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of their homegrown talents. But second of all, and you know, I appreciate you saying that. At the same time, you got to also remember they're, first of all, the McMahons have been friends with the Trumps since the early 80s. They held WrestleMania 4 in Trump Plaza.
Hey, wait a minute. What did you think of Trump's wrestling moves when he pinned Vince McMahon, ergo CNN? What did you think of what he exhibited?
I think Vince took one for the team, but at the same time, it's like he, you know, Donald Trump has a history of personifying himself as a tough guy, which I think just feeds into is all a byproduct of his narcissistic personality. I mean, that again, I don't think I'm being partisan in saying that. If you're objective, I think whether you lean left or you lean right, this guy does have a bit of that.
I would tell you they would love you here in Philadelphia. The mayor would welcome you. We'd set up a wrestling ring here. He agrees with you in all this. So where do people find you, Daniel?
So you can, I appreciate you asking. On Facebook, you can find me at /PL as in Progressive Liberal, PL Daniel Richards. And then my Twitter handle is @ProgressLib804. Daniel, you can reach me in those two places quite easily.
All right,
I respond to messages.
Okay, a little bit of advice. Hillary does get the juices flowing, and it was a pretty shrewd choice, the election and all that. I think, though, if you come out with the Nancy Pelosi stuff on, just try it one of these nights. I think it'll get the juices flowing more.
I think it's not true for everybody, but the audience as a whole, like, because I've tried different things. Like, one time I brought up chartered schools, and that line fell flat.
Right.
And the Trump voters in that area, they know Trump, they know Ronald Reagan, but when you go into policy, like, I'd love to cut in, you know, work something in about Betsy DeVos into
into wrestling! What an era we're living in!
Yeah, I mean, my interviews are wrestling-based, you know, with a political edge. I mean, the political edge gets people hooked and interested, but, it, you know, that, again, that audience I'm in front of a lot of times, they're not like watching the things I watch. And
I hear you. So maybe sticking with Hillary is the better of it. Daniel,
Hillary and Trump.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
You're welcome.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.